I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get to it. Let's see what we got. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, subject: when role-playing goes too far. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in my early 20s, and I'm dating a guy that I've known since high school. He was my high school crush, and I always dreamed of being his girl. He had a longtime girlfriend, and they broke up last year. So I made the first move to see if he was interested. He was, and we've been dating for 5 months now. He is a good boyfriend, and the sex was as good as I thought it would be. Everything about him was pretty normal until recently, when I noticed he had a couple of furry animal costumes in his closet. We were lying in his bed talking, and I noticed them, so I jokingly asked if they were some old Halloween costumes. He said no and jumped out of bed to show the costumes to me. He said that the dog costume was his favorite, and he loves to wear it during sex. Then he asked me if he could try it out on me. I was so turned off when he put the dog costume on, but I didn't want to let him know right then. I went along with it, and it was by far the weirdest thing I have ever done, and I was just glad that he did not start barking while we were doing it. Afterwards, it was very awkward, so I just turned over and went to sleep. That was a few nights ago, and we have not discussed this incident at all. I do like him, but this has shattered the dreamy image I've had of him for all these years. I'm not into this kind of weird, kinky thing, and I'm afraid he might want me to wear a costume to bed, too. I want to ask him if he plans to keep putting on costumes for sex, or if it was just a one-time thing to see if I'd like it. Or should I just leave him now and find a man that's not crazy? Please help. Oh, man. I told you, we've never had a letter like this. Okay, I got to tell you guys, this is kind of a thing. This is kind of a thing, the whole furry costume thing. You know,
thing where?
Shirley.
Where?
Certain circles. They're called furries in furry circles. They have like furry Shirley, conventions.
Shirley, ain't none of us never heard of this.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't say it was a black thing. I didn't say that.
Hey.
They have furry conventions. They have furry parties. All of this kind of stuff.
So you've been to some of these parties?
No, I'm not into this.
So
okay?
What you hear about it?
Yeah.
I've heard about things like this. I just have. Where? I don't know. On YouTube.
Oh, you heard about it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about this.
Shirley,
sorry.
Shirley, ain't no, you don't
look
just
it up.
Find that ain't no, no, no.
I'm
no,
gonna
you
look
had
it up.
Typed that in.
Yeah, you gotta type it in. Because I've heard about it before. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll send it. I'm gonna let you see it right now. It's called furry. They're called furries. But I just can't help but laugh at this, because the visual of him barking in a dog costume is just funny. I'm sorry, it's just funny. I'm not a furry. I don't think anyone on the show is a furry. But it seems strange, but I don't know, otherwise pretty harmless, right? That's all he does is put on the costume during sex. I don't know. It is weird. But, I mean, he's not harming you in any way or harming himself. He just
So he's a naked dog, Shirley?
He just seems to be a guy who enjoys furry costumes. I'm not judging at all. I don't know. It's crazy to me. But that's all he did. You guys haven't talked about it. You do have to talk about this at some point, and maybe he'll open up to you. I don't know. But if you don't like it, it's okay not to like it. If you're not comfortable, you have to let him know that, too. You'd rather not, you know, do this. You guys have only been together for 5 months. So, I mean, you know, hey. If you don't like
it,
if you don't like it, tell him and move on. If you're not interested in this, he was okay up until this point. And if it's a thing with you, it's a thing. It's okay to let him know that you don't like it. Steve?
Steve. Yeah, you want Steve to do with this here? Shirley, I don't even know what to. I don't even...
Hey.
Okay. Somebody send me some pictures of furries. I got that.
Yeah, they dress up in furry.
But I'm not.
Like a fetish.
Yeah. A furry party.
Let me Google this.
They have furry
this girl
parties
is in
stuff.
Her early 20s. Mm-hmm. It's too soon for this. This is too damn soon. Need to introduce this into your sex life when you're in your late 40s or something. You don't start this in your 20s. I mean, where are we going with this here? First, we got dog costume dinner. Where are we going? We're going to end up with a dog in the room after a while. A real damn dog. Because this type of stuff has to graduate. Now, if you starting furries costumes in your 20s, in your 40s, you know, it's like drugs. If you take enough aspirin over and over and over, you're going to need more than two to get rid of your headache. You're going to need more than eight after a while. So if you start with these costumes, where are we going with this? Now, is we really going to be outside killing deer, wrapping up in real deer skin? Where are we going? High school sweetheart, she had a crush on this man. He was dating this girl, they broke up. She wanted to see if he was interested, they was. He's a good boyfriend. The sex was as good as I thought it was. That reminds me of a song. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat?
What?
Nothing but the dog in me.
You stupid.
Nothing but the dog. This is a story about a dog.
We know the lyrics.
Famous dog.
That's all you got,
rhythmic
though.
Rhythmic dog. Tommy dog. Excuse me. Anyway, when you notice a couple of furry animal costumes in his closet. Now, see, this ain't no one-time stop because he got more than one suit hanging in there. He got a few, and them ain't costumes. Them is outfits. You jokingly asked if they were some old Halloween costume. Hell no, they ain't Halloween. Jumped out of bed. Show you the costume. Said the dog costume was his favorite. He loved to wear it doing sex. Boy, you should have got your ass up out that bed right then. Put your damn clothes home, took your ass home. It was all good, everything you thought it was good. Then everything was pretty normal till recently. I noticed he had a couple of furry animal costumes in his closet. We was up in here laying in bed one night, talking, laughing. And I noticed him, and I jokingly said that they was, you know, these are some old Halloween costumes. He said, hell no, jumped out of bed and showed them to me. He said that the dog costume was his favorite, and he loves to wear it doing sex. Hey, well, what did you say? I love wearing it doing sex. You like wearing what? The dog outfit. You think you finna come over here with me with this hot-ass suit on? I love it. So, he said the dog costume was his favorite. Then he asked me if he could try it out on me. I was so turned off when he put that dog costume on, but I didn't want to let him know right then, so I went along with it. Mm-hmm. So you had something with the dog outfit on. All that fur. Ooh, you was in there. I know you was hot, girl. I went along with it and was by far the weirdest thing I've ever done, and I was glad that he did not start barking while we was doing it. Afterwards, it was very awkward, so I turned over and went to sleep. That was a few nights ago, and we ain't discussed it at all. I do like him, but this has shattered the dreamy image I had of him for all these years. You didn't know what he was at the house doing. Girl, he got way more. There's a dog suit in there, a monkey suit in there.
He's a furry.
Yeah, he gonna come out there. He gonna be Caesar from Planet of the Apes tomorrow, next week. Ugh. Then he gonna be King Kong.
Yeah.
No.
Then he gonna come out there. You really ain't gonna like him when he come out there with them big ass shoes on and he goofy.
He's gonna be some fur.
Yeah, you not understanding. He got feathery too. He gonna be Donald Duck one day. I don't know what to say to this letter. This letter to me is ridiculous. I think it's crazy. I don't have no suggestions for you.
If you go to a party, how you know who under that? You just...
They first.
That's not good.
You ain't even supposed to be attracted to the person. You're supposed to be attracted to the fur.
Right. But you know what? I just think if she should use her voice. If you're not into this, then that's not the guy for you. Just, you know.
Get out.
Everybody's not into stuff like this.
He not for you.
Right. She needs someone.
He like to wear suits. I'm a naked man myself.
Right.
I've done some of my greatest moments have been naked.
Mm. Nothing beats naked, man.
I don't even want a sock on.
Right. Oh, that's too much.
I stick my toe down there on the inside of my ankle to where that little crease is, where I can get that other damn sock off. I got to get this off. I can't be in there. I don't want nothing in the way. I need my toes.
All right.
Yeah, I need my toes.
Well, clearly, you're not a furry.
No, because I need my toes. My toes grab the sheet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I get a little bit more push when my toes is out.
But it's dark in here, Unc, and somebody come in here with this suit on.
I'm barking.
What happened now?
Well, somebody going to get their ass whooped. Because I don't know who he is, and I don't know why you're in here. And I just said I do my best work naked. Now, I see this fursuit in here. I'll probably run out that damn window because I'm going to think it's something trying to eat me. Yeah. Oh, hell no. Bigfoot in here.
Yeah. Can't do it.
No. It's horrible. I don't even like this letter. And well, Shirley's right. Know, leave him.
Yeah, if you're not into it, just, you don't have to stick around. And
put up with
it. Yeah, you don't have to do that. Use your voice, yeah.
And if you don't like the suits, he going to go find somebody who do, even if y'all get together.
Yeah, and it's a show on Viceland about
because them people that get that's got fetishes like that, them fetishes is real.
Hmm. But ain't you spitting fur out 3-4 days later? Ain't you steady spitting all that out of your mind?
But it is a show, guys, on Viceland called Furries, Fandom, Not Fetish.
Yeah, Shirley, you said that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ain't nobody finna watch that.
I knew I had.
They doing bad.
You said it three times.
I knew I had seen it somewhere. I haven't seen the show, but I knew I saw something about furries.
Them ratings doing
horrible. Thing.
Ain't nobody watched.
And I don't know.
Not finna go watch on Viceland, TV Land, or no other damn
Netflix.
I don't give a damn what it's on.
They dress like jaguars and sharks.
I wouldn't even wear that movie you was telling me about the other day, Shirley.
Which one?
What's the name of that movie where the man slept with everybody?
That's a documentary.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
That's very serious.
It's serious.
I don't get it may be serious, but I don't see how it happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
he slept with the little girl in the family.
Yeah, it's called
the mother and the father.
Yeah, it's called Abducted in Plain Sight, and it's a true story. And he was
get
just
your ass whooping plain sight too.
This guy was a master manipulator. Master.
Shirley.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you how he did it to that family.
Yeah.
It's no way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not really. I don't understand.
Back to the letter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Letter.
You threw
nobody studying this little boy with this damn monkey suit on. Nobody finna do
it's
all
the dog suit.
Dog suit. Monkey suit. Cheetah suit. What he want? You can't come in the bedroom with a damn football suit on for me, let alone damn monkey suit.
Yeah, she just gotta.
Yeah, she's gotta step if she doesn't like it. Yeah.
The other costume in there was Yosemite Sam.
Just reached. They just furry.
Yeah, he got all that mustache.
Yeah. Wow. So it's called, furries.
Yeah. Can't be over there talking about boys. Man, Tigger tried to push up on me. Dog, you cannot explain this, man. Yeah.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
Say, man, so who you seeing now, Donald Duck?
You can't say none of this stuff.
Got a little road running in my life.
This was a different kind of story.
Man, it was wild at the party last night. What happened, dog? Boy, I got with one.
Yeah.
Now, who you get with, dog? Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. All right, listen. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.